Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Okay, get this, from heartwarming stories about preemies to the serious issue of endangered species. Today's young minds are getting a serious dose of knowledge.
Yes.
We're taking a peek into what kids might be discussing based on what they're reading in The Juice, that educational app. You know the one?
Right, yeah.
It's really a chance for parents and educators to kind of stay connected.
Yeah, it is. It's a fascinating window into their world, isn't it?
Exactly.
For parents and educators, it's a chance to stay in the loop, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. So let's dive right in to this story about this little boy, Bryce.
Okay.
He was born a micro preemie.
Wow.
Weighing less than a pound. His parents were told that reading aloud could help stimulate his brain development, so they made it a daily ritual, reading to him constantly, even when he was in the NICU.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's a testament to the power of human connection. Even at that early stage, babies are absorbing the sounds of language, the rhythm, you know?
Yeah.
And for a baby in such a vulnerable state, that can be incredibly soothing and stimulating.
And the best part, this little boy, Bryce, is now a thriving kindergartner, mm-hmm. 6 years old,
wow,
who loves to read.
Talk about resilience. It really underscores the importance of early literacy and the incredible bond that can be created through shared reading experiences. But there's even more to the story, right?
Yeah, Bryce's family was so inspired by the impact that reading had on him that they started a book drive.
Oh, wow.
It's called Bryce's Giving Tree, to collect books for other families with babies in the neonatal unit.
What a beautiful way to pay it forward. This story could spark some great conversations with kids, don't you think?
Yeah.
About the importance of giving back to the community.
Yeah.
How even small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
Right, right.
I mean, you could even ask your kids, like, what cause they're passionate about and brainstorm ways to get involved.
Absolutely. Okay, so from a story about human resilience, let's move to the animal kingdom. And it's not such uplifting news. We're talking about giraffes being added to the endangered species list.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder of the impact human activity is having on our planet, you know?
It's true.
Giraffes are facing a triple threat.
Yeah.
Poaching, habitat loss due to deforestation and agriculture and climate change, which is exacerbating droughts and making it harder for them to find food and water.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, especially for kids who, you know, grow up seeing giraffes as these gentle giants, these mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Are certain types of giraffes more at risk?
Yes. Sadly, some are closer to the brink than others. The West African, the Kordofan, and Nubian giraffes are now classified as endangered, meaning they face a very high risk of extinction in the wild.
So what can be done? Is there any hope for these incredible creatures?
There is. And this is where education and awareness come in. Conservation efforts are underway, including stricter regulations on the trade of giraffe parts.
Okay.
And initiatives to protect their habitats. And teaching kids about the threats facing giraffes and other endangered species can empower them to become advocates for change.
That's so important.
Yeah.
This story could be a great springboard for discussing the interconnectedness of all living things on Earth. You know, you could talk about ecosystems.
Absolutely.
And how the loss of one species can have a ripple effect throughout the entire web of life.
You could even tie it into climate change, you know.
Right.
And discuss the importance of sustainable practices to protect not only giraffes, but the planet as a whole.
Speaking of things that capture our imaginations, let's take a quick detour to Hollywood, where two major films, Wicked and Gladiator II, just had huge opening weekends.
Yeah, it was a box office battle for the ages.
Yeah.
Wicked, the long-awaited adaptation of the hit Broadway musical, shattered records, raking in over $164 million domestically.
Wow.
The third highest grossing debut of the year.
And Gladiator II, the sequel to the Oscar-winning epic, pulled in a whopping $110 million internationally. It seems like audiences are hungry for spectacle and storytelling, no matter what the genre.
It's fascinating to see how these films, you know, with their fantastical elements and epic narratives, are resonating with audiences across generations.
It makes you wonder what elements of these stories are captivating kids' imaginations. You know,
it's a great question.
Is it the music and the magic of Wicked?
Mm-hmm.
Or the action and adventure of Gladiator II?
Maybe it's the timeless themes of good versus evil. courage in the face of adversity, or the power of friendship that resonates across all ages.
Yeah.
Talking about movies with kids can be a fun way to explore these themes and understand what values and ideas they're connecting with.
You're right. It's not just about the entertainment value. It's about understanding what messages these stories are sending and how they're shaping young minds. And that's a perfect segue to our next story, which tackles a much more serious issue.
Yeah, the shortage of special education teachers.
Yeah.
It's a problem that's affecting students and families and educators.
It's a problem that's not getting enough attention.
Yeah.
According to a recent report from the Department of Education, nearly 3/4 of elementary and middle schools are struggling to find qualified special ed teachers.
Yeah, and high schools aren't faring much better.
Yeah.
It's a stark reality, and the numbers are alarming.
Yeah.
The schools that were surveyed reported an average of 6 unfilled special education positions.
6?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is.
That's a staggering number, and it's not just about numbers. It's about real students
right.
who need that specialized support.
Yeah.
So what are some of the factors that are contributing to this shortage?
Well, it's a complex issue, but some of the key factors include burnout, low pay, and a lack of support.
Yeah.
Being a special education teacher is an incredibly demanding job.
Oh, yeah.
That requires very specialized skills, patience, deep commitment. And yet these teachers often face larger class sizes, more paperwork, and fewer resources than their general education counterparts.
It's a recipe for burnout.
Yeah.
I remember reading a quote from a former special education teacher, Aaron Boxer. He said, these teachers need to be supported mentally.
Mm.
And he really stressed the importance of providing them with access to mental health counseling and training
right.
in social emotional learning techniques.
He's absolutely right. I mean, right. we need to create a system that values and supports these educators.
Totally.
We need to provide them with competitive salaries,
mm-hmm.
manageable workloads, and ongoing professional development.
Yeah. And I think this story could be a great conversation starter
right.
with kids about empathy and understanding.
Yeah.
You could talk about the challenges that some students face.
Sure.
And the role that special education teachers play.
Right.
In helping them succeed.
It's also an opportunity to talk about different learning styles and the importance of inclusivity in
yeah.
the classroom. And it could even spark discussions about career paths.
Right.
You know, and the importance of choosing a profession that aligns with your values and passions.
Right. Absolutely. Now, speaking of professions that require a certain mindset, today's quote of the day comes from a pioneering neuroscientist.
Okay.
Santiago Ramón y Cajal.
Interesting.
He said, "Nothing inspires more reverence and awe in me than an old man who knows how to change his mind."
It's a powerful statement about the importance of intellectual humility.
Right.
And the willingness to adapt our thinking as we learn and grow.
Yeah, it's so easy to get stuck in our ways.
Right.
Clinging to beliefs, even when presented with new evidence.
Oh, yeah.
But true wisdom lies in being open to changing our minds, admitting when we're wrong,
yeah,
and embracing new perspectives.
It's a quality that we should definitely model for our kids.
Yeah.
Encourage them to ask questions, challenge assumptions, be open to changing their minds as they encounter new information.
Absolutely. And that ties in beautifully with the final story we're diving into today.
Okay.
A legal development that has implications for the very foundations of our democracy.
Yes. We need to discuss the news about special counsel Jack Smith dropping the election interference and document hoarding cases.
Oh, wow.
Against former President Trump.
It was a surprising turn of events that has ignited a debate about justice, accountability, and the rule of law.
It has.
So can you break down what happened?
Well, Special Counsel Smith, who was leading the investigations into these cases, filed motions to dismiss both of them, citing a Justice Department policy that prohibits the prosecution of sitting presidents.
So even though there was evidence to support the allegations, the cases were dropped because Trump is now back in office.
That's correct.
Wow.
The Justice Department's interpretation of the Constitution prevents them from pursuing criminal charges against a sitting president.
Regardless.
Regardless of the severity of the alleged crimes.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
What were the key details of these cases anyway?
Well, in the election interference case, Trump was accused of orchestrating a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results, essentially trying to cling to power despite losing the vote.
That sounds pretty serious.
Yeah.
And what about the document hoarding case?
Well, that one involved the alleged mishandling of hundreds of classified documents after Trump left office the first time.
Right.
It raised serious concerns about national security and the proper handling of sensitive information.
So even though the cases were dropped, These were significant allegations.
Yeah.
With potentially far-reaching consequences.
Ugh.
So what does this all mean for the future of our democracy?
Well, that's a question that legal scholars and political analysts are grappling with.
Yeah.
Some argue that this sets a dangerous precedent,
mm-hmm.
effectively giving presidents immunity from prosecution
right.
while in office.
But isn't there also an argument to be made that allowing a president to be prosecuted while in office could paralyze the government and potentially be used as a political weapon?
Absolutely. There are valid concerns
yeah.
about the potential for politically motivated prosecutions.
It's a complex issue.
Yeah, it's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Right.
It raises fundamental questions about the balance of power.
Uh-huh.
The rule of law, and the very nature of justice in a democracy.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
And it highlights the importance of having informed and engaged citizens
yes.
who can understand these complex issues
mm-hmm.
and participate in these crucial conversations.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, it's fascinating how these stories from like a tiny baby's love of books to the fate of giraffes and the complexities of our legal system are all like part of this tapestry of knowledge kids are absorbing.
It really speaks to the incredible range of information and experiences shaping their understanding of the world. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of what kids are learning, I'm left with a sense of hope.
Me too.
Maybe some of these kids, inspired by the stories they're learning today, will grow up to be the scientists, the activists, the artists, and the leaders who will shape a brighter future for all of us.
I love that thought.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.